Dancing with the Sun by Kay Bratt, performed by Christine Williams. I'm trying here, Lauren. That's all I can do. I'm sure you wish that it was your dad here instead of me, Sadie said, finally putting words to the thought that had plagued her since they'd gotten lost. Well, at least he'd know which way to go to get us out of here, Lauren said. The silence between them turned icy, awkward. There wasn't time for this. I don't know what to say, Sadie said. Lauren was right. Tom would have led them straight out, his uncanny sense of direction kicking in even before they'd felt the first tremor of panic. Me either, Lauren said. After a long pause, she sighed loudly. Listen, I didn't mean that. I really am glad you came, Mom. You're trying your best, and I know this is all my fault. Sadie leaned toward her and took one of her hands, rubbing it to try to bring some warmth back. Don't even talk like that. It's nobody's fault except for that wicked pain in the butt Mother Nature's. We'll be out of here soon, and later tonight we'll laugh about this, okay? Lauren nodded, her eyes downcast. Sadie could see the trembling in her chin and knew tears were being restrained, her cue to divert Lauren's attention before an all-out meltdown took hold. Come on, let's do this. Lauren swallowed hard, then began walking again. Crisis averted, and Sadie breathed a sigh of relief. They continued on, conversation non-existent as they both processed the small argument they'd had and what deeper meaning it held. Sadie still felt an immense sadness that perhaps she hadn't been the kind of mother that Lauren needed. Lately, her days were full of revelations, and Lauren had just handed her one more ingredient for the large pot of failure that was her life. Surprisingly, Sadie wasn't out of breath. Her body was stiff and in pain, yes, but her lungs seemed to be taking it quite well. When they'd crossed the clearing, Sadie hesitated. "Do you think we should keep going this direction?" she asked, putting her hands on her hips and rotating to look back from where they'd come. She wished so badly that they'd see another hiker. Even Nature Boy would be welcome at this point. But there was no one. And Lauren didn't answer. Lauren, I said, do you think we should keep going this way? Sadie was unable to hide her irritation. If Lauren was going to act like a brat and give her the silent treatment. She turned to look back, a reprimand on the tip of her tongue. But she was stopped by the look on Lauren's face. Eyes wide, mouth open, nothing but fear. Sadie turned a fraction of an inch to see what it was that had her daughter frozen in place, and she felt her own flash of terror.